icy blasts of water greeted Greenpeace protesters climbing Russia's lone offshore oil platform in the Arctic. Then, these Greenpeace videos show, Russian police fired warning shots and then arrested 30 activists. They are now detained for 2 months in Murmansk, where their ship, the Arctic Sunrise, also is impounded. Greenpeace Russia lawyer Anton Vedoslavsky says last year there were no legal penalties after Greenpeace boarded the same platform and unfurled a protest banner.
Last year, the activists boarded an oil rig and a ship. And this year, they've only boarded an oil rig. Last year, the border security never once reacted to what was happening. And this year, they are accusing them of piracy.
But as these Yozda TV images show, Russia is increasingly flexing its muscles in its vast Arctic region. In September, Russia's only nuclear-powered guided missile cruiser led a flotilla to the Novosibirsk Islands. There, Russian soldiers reopened a military base that had been closed 20 years ago after the collapse of the Soviet Union. As Arctic ice melts more, the base will check on ships passing in the summer. Last summer, China's first icebreaker, the Snow Dragon, made the Arctic passage. This summer, the first Chinese freighter passed over the top of Russia. Last May, at a meeting in Sweden, the Arctic Council admitted China as an observer. That meeting also drew Greenpeace protesters. They called for a ban on drilling and mining in the fragile Arctic environment. Recently, at an Arctic forum in Salahard, Russian President Vladimir Putin rejected Greenpeace's protest tactics.
They are obviously not pirates, but formally, they did attempt to board the platform.
After Putin spoke, Vera Lova of the Russian Geographical Society told foreign reporters that their permits to visit the Russian Arctic had expired.
This is an absolutely normal procedure, and we received permission to stay on the border territory of Salakard specifically for those days you've come to visit for the conference.
No other nation restricts visits to its Arctic cities, but President Putin's Russia is taking the road of more and more government controls. James Brook, VOA News, Salakard in the Russian Arctic.